So I just read that there's South Korea has declared martial law. I'm going to read about that right away. I haven't read anything. I just noticed that that happened. And wow. Hey, so what entered my mind? First thing, oh God, don't give Trump any ideas. I mean, God, if only that had happened. And this is selfish, I get it, because I don't know what the fuck is going on in South Korea. But if that had just happened before the election, we might not have had to go through all this shit because people might have thought, oh my God, I hope Trump doesn't get any ideas. And then it struck me, and I saw some comments about people saying, I don't know, I'm not going to watch the news anymore. Which, if you recall, if you were paying attention, this was one of the things they said would happen. Is that the idea of a Putinite type thing is to just like overload you with crap until you can't take it anymore and you stop listening. And if I go back and read the stuff that I've written about journalism for the last, whatever, I guess since Hillary's emails, that's when like the shit hit the fan for me. I've been there for a long time, So remember J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. I'm not that young. I don't re I mean, I was alive when he was the head of the FBI, okay? And so I know that reality. I grew up in that reality. I remember that that was the US government in the Vietnam War. And I was out on the streets protesting that war like everybody else, especially the young people of that age, and eventually everybody. I remember with my parents, they said at first, you can't do that. That's the president of the United States you're talking about. And I said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And then a couple of years later, they were out marching with us because we were right, because the US government was way wrong. And now maybe when people talk about boomers, they might understand us a little bit better. Maybe. I don't know. Forgive us for crying out loud. You're just beginning to experience what we had already been experiencing, And the FBI, But then you think about our democracy and how far it's gone. I mean, my parents were like, I don't know, they were pretty tuned in to what was going on. I mean, they were adults when I was a kid when Kennedy was assassinated. They were adults. They were adults when Johnson passed all of the, what was it, the Great Society? New Society? Something like that. Great Society, I think. And they really were great things that the US government did. I mean, it's, only in, I've also discovered the Dan Rather podcasts and, my God, they are, it's like what a treasure chest that is. They stopped doing them. I think they were doing them for 9 years or something, and I didn't even know they existed. That's how bad communication has been, Something like that could come along, and Dan Rather is like, I don't know, he's not exactly the Beatles of interviewers, but he's not far from that. I mean, he is definitive. A standard, and a generational standard, because he was the generation that followed Walter Cronkite. He was the guy who took over for Walter Cronkite, and he has that kind of gravitas, and he asks the very direct questions, and he gets answers, and people push back on him, and the interviews I've heard so far have been outstanding. I mean, Steve Van, Stevie, little Stevie, Steven Van Zandt, and David, shit, what the fuck was, can never remember, David Simon, right, showrunner of The Wire. What amazing guy. And I'd only seen quotes from him, and when he talks about bloggers and shit, he's like, wow, what an asshole. I was like, kept thinking, but he's not an asshole. And I think that I agreed with so many of the things that he said. I'm a capitalist. I was born and raised in the United States. I come from a capitalist family, And I have been a capitalist and embraced it fully. But I'm also a socialist. That's the thing, is like, because there is nothing, as Simon said, I was listening to the podcast today, his interview, said, for the things capitalism does, it does them quite well, you know, but it can't do everything. And this is the mistake that the people who just believe in pure capitalism, they close their eyes, or they're not mature enough, or they haven't lived enough to see this, or they haven't, like, I don't know, but, or they have the wrong idea, because capitalism does not provide everything that people need. You know, there are things that are socialist, and we live in a world where we accept that, even though the terminology has been trashed, we accept the fact that, you know, we don't, each of us have to have our own national defense, because it wouldn't be much of a national defense, would it, if we did? Or we, you know, or we don't have to clear the streets when it snows, each of us. How would that work? We pool our resources and we do it beyond, you know, people get the benefit of the snow having been plowed, whether or not they paid any money for it or not. It's just the way it is. But in the honor system, we have laws about these things, and we fund we pay the salaries of the people who drive the plows, and we buy the plows, and, you know, and it works. It's the only way it can work. So I learned something there, and that was awesome. I love that. But the point is, the weird thing is that, you know, so I say, okay, I'm going to go find out about Korea as soon as I get finished with this. Find out what the fuck. I mean, that is a really bad news, and whatever it is. But we deserve what we get here. I mean, we really should have a wake-up call here, because if people, all the reasons I've heard for people not voting for Democrats and why the Democrats are lost, these are people that are fucking idiots. They're just fucking idiots. They've lost their way. You have lost your sense of perspective. You've gone insane. I mean, it literally is insane to even think about shit like that. Because of the little loop that I went through, and that you probably went through too, is when you heard that South Korea had declared martial law, their government declared martial law, you thought, I hope this doesn't give Trump any ideas. And I've been listening, I listened to the Greg Sargent podcast this morning, and he's just trying to, he's trying to answer a question that we all have, is like, okay, will there be any checks and balances from the beginning? Checks? Will there be any guardrails on Trump? Any at all? Will his Justice Department go to get search warrants and, you know, stuff like that to hold investigations? Or will they just skip that step? And you think, well, I don't know. They'll find a judge that Trump appointed, and they'll go to him or her and they'll say, fine, you can go ahead and do it. Or will they even bother? Or maybe he'll just go straight to martial law. I mean, you know, I don't know what the Constitution says about martial law. Probably not a whole lot. But the thing is, we knew this. We knew this. I mean, it's not like, you know, okay, is he Hitler? Well, you know what? Are we as bad as Germany? Because Germany elected Hitler. Looks like if Trump is Hitler, we elected Hitler. But we're even worse. Because we've already had 4 years of this guy. And we don't have any questions about what he's willing to do, because, or capable of doing. I mean, he tried to murder all of us, basically, with COVID. I mean, he had information that we needed, and he didn't provide it. That's, I don't know, I've watched enough Law and Order to understand that that's depraved indifference at the very least. That's manslaughter, attempted manslaughter on every person in the United States of America. I mean, you have the information. We need that information. It's transmitted by air. You didn't tell us. You kept lying to us about what it was and saying, it's nothing, it'll be over by Easter. But you were being told privately that that wasn't the case. So we had that experience. And by the way, a lot of us died. Over a million people died. And don't lay that on Biden. I've heard that one. That's a bunch of bullshit. The pandemic was wildly virulent, killing people at an escalating rate when Trump left office. My God. I mean, you know, when you say that it was under Trump that the vaccine was developed, well, that's very weak sort of recommendation because of all the other things that he did. You know, it's like you're really reaching for a compliment there, folks. A million Americans, just like that. Just like that, a million Americans gone. Enough so that everybody knows somebody who died. Seriously, how could you not? In a country, I mean, I know I lived in California, in the Bay Area, during the Loma Prieta quake, and it was remarkable. I don't think a couple hundred people died in the area. Maybe not even that many. I'll go look it up. But it still seems that, okay, I didn't know anybody who died, but I knew people who died. So I was one step removed from that. And it felt like it was close to me for that reason, is that it wasn't a remote. I drove on the roads that collapsed in the East Bay. I mean, it was just like Highway 17, major freeway. I started to say throughway, but we don't call them throughways in California. We call them freeways. See, I've become acclimated to the East Coast, reacclimated to the East Coast there. But yeah, no, I drove on that. I mean, it was like this two-level freeway and like, I don't know, four lanes in each direction. No, eight lanes in each direction. Sorry. Or maybe six lanes. One on top of the other. And it gave way. The structure gave way. And the top layer fell on the lower layer, crushing all the cars. And, of course, the people in the cars. A road that we all drove regularly. If you ever went to the East Bay, you were on that road. That's a really central road. Bay Area is funny that way because it's the middle of the metropolitan area is full of water. It's the bay. And so it's all the major roads go around the bay. And there's a couple of bridges that go, maybe three bridges that go across the bay. Three. Yeah. Well, yes. So we knew that about Trump. The other thing we knew about Trump, he didn't leave office. He had to be dragged out of his office. He tried to overthrow the frickin' government. They wouldn't even use those terms at the time it happened. Now they use those terms. It took 4 years for all of us to start being willing to acknowledge in the words we use that that's what this guy tried to do. He lost the election. He didn't want to leave. He incited a mob to go attack the center of the power of our country, the fucking capital. So they didn't do that in Germany. See, Hitler had never been chancellor before they elected him chancellor. Think about that. We got the demo. Now he says he's going to do a lot more, and like people, I don't know, what does that mean? It means, for crying out loud, he's going to declare martial law on the first day. Whoever he gets in there as the head of the Secretary of Defense, they're not going to wait to do it. They're not going to wait to see what the Senate does and what the Supreme Court does or anybody else. They're not going to wait to see which generals are going to go along with them. They'll just execute the generals that won't go along with them. Find enough generals that do go along. Maybe they already know they have them. Do you know that the military all watches Fox News? I mean, at all the installations, the American military, they all watch Fox News. So that's the... I'm not watching Fox News. I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons why I stay in the country, because I kind of want to see all this firsthand. I want to be in it. I don't want to be watching it from the way we're watching what's going on in South Korea right now, or in Ukraine, or wherever. I don't want to be there. I want to be here. And I'm old enough to be here. And I'm honestly, I think that we've been close to this before. I don't buy this that, I mean, yes, so this is all unprecedented. It's true. But we haven't been that far from it. We had a civil war, and it's built into the genetic structure of this country, this kind of a clash. So thing to remember is that more than half the people who voted voted for him, knowing what they knew, what he had done. There's no excuse for them not knowing. I mean, if you didn't know that Trump tried to overthrow the government of the country when it was time for him to leave office, if you didn't know that, then you shouldn't vote. You really, I mean, it's like your basic information. If you decided to overlook that, then you elected Hitler because you're going to be the reason why we get what we get. But it's not going to be there. No, I don't know. The only possible salvation here is that this is the gang that can't shoot straight. But I actually don't believe that that's true. I listened to an interview with the guy that he wants to run the FBI, and now he speaks quite clearly. He's obviously a very intelligent person. He's not. I mean, the guy who he's nominated for defense, he sounds like he's not competent, but this guy, Patel, this sounds quite competent. He just knows what he wants to do. Oh, God help us. This is quite a life. We've definitely been given some interesting times. Have a nice day. Bye.